weight, you know, I went into it my rookie year and my second year. And I'm going to go into it the same every year I'm in the league, because every extra year is a, you know, it's a blessing. But you just have to put everything you can out there when you get the chance. So when this time comes, you know, you have to trust that your work will do the work for you. And if it doesn't, be ready for whatever comes for it. Just set your mind.
People felt there were so many questions at inside linebacker this year. How do you think those questions have been answered by all of you guys in camp this year?
I guess that's the fun thing about football. And all of us in this football have our role. Like, y'all ask me awkward questions. I give y'all sophisticated answers. That's the role. And, you know, it's fans' job to, I guess, appreciate the material that you guys put out. So, and that's all it is, you know, simply put, you know.
For all those people that say the preseason doesn't matter, though, we're seeing why it matters, because when a team's this deep,
yeah,
it makes those decisions that much tougher.
Oh, I agree. And it depends who you're talking to about whether it matters or not. Like, you know, it's preseason games, but the way we've been approaching these games, you would think that we're in the playoffs. And that's why we maintain that championship mentality with whatever we do.
Do you feel that it's important to be 3-0 in the preseason as a team moving into the regular season?
Yeah, because it's an opportunity to showcase who you are as a team. And, you know, every year you won't be 3-0 in the preseason. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be good during the season, but we're just going to approach every game like it's the last opportunity we got, because you never know. And because of that, we 3-0 in the preseason. So we got Kansas City this weekend, and best believe we're going to go into this game as serious as possible.
Spent a lot of time the last 5 weeks in the linebacker room. Mm-hmm. Now maybe a couple of those guys aren't going to be there. What's that mm-hmm. like, and how does it change things mm-hmm. for everybody?
Well, football is everlasting brotherhood. And personally, the way I look at it is, you know, we met each other on this football team, and we'll forever be friends because of that. So these guys can call me down the line, and I'm hoping I can do the same for them, regardless of the, you know, the occasion.
Sam, overall, your guys' run defense has been mm-hmm. really good all preseason. What's going on there? You know, why do you? Because mm-hmm. it's tough against everybody.
Yeah. Well, we understand that successful defenses, they stop the run first, and if you can stop the run, everything pretty much works out for you. So that's been a continued emphasis since I've been here, and I think now we're just seeing the dividends of that being paid out.
Kind of giving that injury the full go now, how are you feeling physically?
Every day is getting better. You know, it's definitely good to hear some of my teammates saying that they're glad to have you back out there, you're looking good. But me, myself, personally, I know I still got rust to shake off, but that's the fun thing about it, because you know, I'm happy to see, you know, what hard work brings you. And hard work doesn't fail you. As long as you continue to work hard, you'll continue to see results from that. So that's been the fun part for me.
Before that KC game, what's your message going to be to some of the younger guys before that final chance to make that final roster?
You hear it all the time. You've been hearing it since you were in Pop Warner, middle school, high school, but put it all on the field. If you do that, you can go home and relax. Have you a drink or something? Because, you know, that's what this time of the season does to, you know, basically everybody, not just the players. I know these younger guys, even the older guys, they're going to give the guys upstairs a hard time when it's decision-making time. So I'm just happy that, you know, we've had a group of guys come in, because these younger guys also show you how to work as an older guy, because the longer you're in the league, you kind of sometimes it's easy to lose sight of the things that got you here. So it's good to see young guys come in and work as hard as they have.
Could you take me back to Sam as a rookie this mm-hmm. time of year? Walk me through the stress level, the thoughts that were going through your head. I know you mm-hmm. were a draft pick, but mm-hmm. nothing was guaranteed.
Oh, it wasn't, because we had 11 draft picks that year, and I was the last one, so I took it like I was a free agent. You know, really all I wanted was the opportunity, and since I got that, I just told myself I'm going to make the most of it. So, you know, I was working hard. I was, you know, continuously pushing, but I just didn't have any control. You know, I didn't know how to monitor how much I'm working out. I just wanted to work out every day. I was watching a lot of film, but I had no direction. I didn't know what I was looking at. So now, going into year 4, I have more control over what I'm doing, and I'm working smarter, not harder.